Welcome to the Rough Fish Registry.
Episode number 34.
34.
Yep.
So we're really holding to our promise of weekly episodes.
Yeah. Yep.
Doing pretty good about that, aren't we?
Hey, hold on.
Yeah?
I just want to get this out there.
Uh-huh.
Go to Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah?
Like our pages and...
Oh, we always forget this.
Yes. So I'm getting it out there. Like our pages, like our Instagram page, I guess is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Lots of good bow fishing information, I think.
Probably not much information. No. More memes than anything.
Yeah. A lot of funny stuff.
Yeah, we try to be funny.
And we put our episodes up there every once in a while, like once a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yep.
We have fun.
Yes.
So today.
Hey, I got one more thing.
Oh, sorry.
Yep. Sorry.
Good Lord.
Sorry. Join the BAA.
And stop breathing into your mic.
Sorry. Yes, join the BAA. They're doing a bow giveaway every 100 premium memberships?
Yep.
They're doing a bow giveaway.
I should take a selfie. I'm wearing my new premium BAA membership shirt.
Yep. I was bad. I joined last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I did it right after I said I was going to do it, you know.
Yeah, I know. You're smart like that.
Mm. Yeah, I can't remember what it cost. $40?
$40, yep. Shh.
Got a t-shirt?
Smoking deal.
Awesome. Yep. You know, they make so much money.
Yeah, I know.
They should just give us those metal signs.
They do have the metal signs available to order if you want to put one up your boat ramp.
Oh, man. Talk about biting my tongue.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
So, we got a good guest coming on.
Yeah, we're going to talk about dank memes and bank bow fishing.
Dank and bank.
You can take it to the bank. Wow, we are dumb.
Yep.
We got old Lance Wheeler, the meme connoisseur himself.
Yep. I actually ran one by him today.
Did you?
Before. I got
pre-approved?
One post tomorrow, yeah. He said send it.
Send it.
Yep.
All right.
Well, I guess we can bring him on.
Let's do it. Hey, Lance, you there?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, dude.
How's the weather down there?
No, oh, it's been cold, but it's nice and it's warming up. Supposed to be 80 tomorrow. Buff should be spawning.
80 degrees.
Yep. So
we just got 14 inches of snow dumped on us this past weekend.
Yeah.
We've got another 4 to 8 coming this week tomorrow, actually.
Do you live in like the Arctic Circle or what?
North Pole. Santa's my neighbor.
What's he like?
He's actually kind of ornery.
Ornery little bugger.
So seriously, though, where do you live? I need GPS coordinates.
I'm in southwest Minnesota.
Okay.
Pipestone. I'm originally from Madison, South Dakota. Moved here about 3 years ago.
Madison, South Dakota.
Did you do any pheasant hunting over that way?
Do a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Is there much bow fishing in South Dakota, or did you get into it once you moved over to Minnesota?
A lot of people are going to want to tell me that there's no good bow fishing in South Dakota, so don't bother coming. But yes, there's. It's like one of the last well-kept secrets in bow fishing is how good South Dakota is.
Not anymore, because we have like
six listeners,
tens of thousands of listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, I sent out a snap earlier today saying I was doing an episode, and everyone's like, "What's Rough Fish Registry?"
Yeah,
I think you guys are gonna have to put me on pro staff because you're about to get bombed with likes and views.
Yes,
send them an Oneida right now.
Yeah, I've already packaged it up.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, got a full wrap coming for your truck.
It'll be all
good.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be good.
This Oneida, this is gonna be an Osprey, or is this gonna be like a Screaming Eagle? It's all rusted and beat up.
Well, we didn't. I don't know. Yeah, Pate's taking care of that one.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I'll take what I can get.
I'm not actually on the Oneida Pro staff.
It's actually a set of forks and knives, spoons.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's some nice cutlery. We didn't even talk about that.
Yeah, I know. That was gonna be you're gonna post that sometime.
No, not that.
No.
You know, Lance, we're in the midst of real royalty now. You know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Old Wilmoth here, he's a real pro staffer now. Got the Oneida deal.
Yep. It I guess I'm still shooting the same bow I've always shot, so I don't think it's...
Look at that plug. So smooth. Didn't even force it.
No, it's a cool deal. I mean, it's, you know, it's a good company to be a part of. That's, I'm not going to just sit here and...
No, I'm not. I wasn't trying to put you on the spot.
www.09eaglebows.com. Is that what the website is?
/brostaff.
Nope.
Yep.
But
I really thought that, you know, there'd be... So you're getting... What? I don't even... Never mind. Never mind.
Yeah.
I can't give them crap either at Pro Staff for quick draw, too, so...
I got some stickers and T-shirts out of the deal.
That'd be sweet.
Yep.
Pretty cool deal.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the internet credit, you know?
I guess so.
Well...
It's actually... I actually like representing the company more than, you know, saying that I'm a Pro Staff, I guess. From where I come, there wasn't a whole lot of people bow fishing, so whenever people would see me on the bank, they'd always stop and ask what I was doing, and kind of always felt like I was a bit of a representative for the sport even before I got to represent any company, so it's kind of fun doing that too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Bow fishing's obviously been around a long time, but it never fails. You go to a gas station and you get like one or two people like, what are you doing?
Right.
Yeah. And
that's stupid.
Say what now?
Bow fishing, that's stupid, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Waste of time and money.
At least a waste of money.
Yeah, for sure. So, Lance, give us the rundown. How long you been bow fishing?
Oh, I think I've been bow fishing for a little over 10 years, I think, something like that. I think I started when I was, 15, 16, something like that. I think it was before I could drive. So my brother would always drive me everywhere. So.
Just shooting off the banks, I'm assuming?
Yeah, where we grew up, our hometown was right between two lakes. And there was creeks that all over the place that fed into both of those lakes. And in the spring and summertime, those creeks were always full of suckers and carp. And it was just something that everyone would do to pass the time between bow hunting. And that's kind of how I got introduced to it, was by my older brother and all his friends. And then I got myself a bow and an old Browning. I started out with a Browning compound with a spool reel. And after 1 year doing that, I got a AMS retriever for Christmas. And that's pretty much what I've been shooting ever since. I've had a couple different bows here and there, but yeah.
Sweet. So you still shooting the bottle?
I actually had an older Oneida that I traded off to a guy in Wisconsin for a PSC Elation, and with that came a Synergy. So I'm going to give that a try this year, just kind of mess around with it a little bit.
I got like
the Ty 20. Is that the Synergy?
Yeah.
Yep.
What's that? What is that, a Zebco?
No, it's a Synergy makes it. It's just called a Ty 20.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. There you go. I'm tracking now.
Trying to be like Pate, trying to wean myself off the bottle a little bit.
Yeah, you know. Hey, well, I'll tell you right now.
Why don't you tell us?
I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you all about it. So haven't spent, I've only been out one night with the new boat set up. And we didn't even hold the bows, but I just, you know, went up on the deck and shot a couple times, two, three times. And it's a lot smoother. Your line flight, narrow flight, much, much quieter. It's just different. I'm going to definitely, forget to click the button and whatever happens there, you know, shoot it off the line or going to yank it off the string and dry fire. But
yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you, I think I asked Gary Briggs this. Do you guys ever eat suckers up there? Because that's like a delicacy down here.
Mm.
Do we eat suckers up here?
Yeah.
No.
No,
no, not suckers.
Oh, you're missing out, dude.
I know some people have smoked buffalo, but when I was growing up, my dad has always, we've always done our own deer meat. Right. And so I told him that I wanted to smoke a carp in his smoker, and he said that there's no way I'm going to put a fish in his deer smoker and taint any future tastes of deer I'm ever going to do. So I never got to do it. And then last year, 2 years ago, I shot a couple buffalo for a family member of my wife's, and he flayed it up and smoked it, and he dropped some off for us, and it sat in my fridge for 2 weeks before I finally threw it away. I couldn't bring myself to eat it. I've smelt the worst and seen the worst of rotting, decaying fish. And every time I looked at that smoked carp, I couldn't bring myself to eat it.
So, threw it away. So I'm going to tell you, suckers are a delicacy,
dude. I'm not kidding.
No, it's like, it's like a big deal down here. I mean, guys have, I'll call them like mini bow fishing boats.
Yeah.
They go out on the creeks and rivers. And they go what's called gigging. I don't know if you've ever heard of gigging.
He's heard of gigging, yeah. But maybe not sucker.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got a big old long pole with spikes on it, whatever. And
that's how we all started, was with pitchforks.
Yeah. So, I mean, you basically gig these suckers, and I don't even know what the limit is. But there is a limit, because Chad's always like, I could have went to jail last night.
Is there?
Yeah.
I believe there are native species in some states.
Yeah.
Right?
But anyway, you basically score them. So they got guys around here have like a device that scores it for them.
Oh, yeah.
And it basically cuts the bones up real small, deep fry them with some fried potatoes. Man.
Frank's Red Hot.
I'll put it right up there with crappie or walleye.
In my opinion, it's a step above crappie. And it's not as good as walleye, but right below.
Yep.
And it's good.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
I saw Gino up in Alaska shot a couple last year, and he pickles his.
Yeah.
He gave that to somebody, and they said it was just awesome. So I might have to try it sometime. I got a smoker of my own now, so maybe I'll have to try it myself. But I don't know. Getting over the fact that it's carp, and I've seen the best and worst of it, and I don't know if I can get that taste out of my mouth. So,
oh yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know about smoking sucker, but I know you can fry them, and that's the way that we've always done it. I've fished from the bank only once very early on, but can you give us some, just like a rough rundown of like, you know, what, you know, peak times of day? I mean, I don't want to ask for all your, you know.
Is there any strategy, or is there any like techniques or things to do to make fishing from a bank easier?
Especially let's frame it from the perspective of somebody that's just getting started. Like, what does a person need to look for? You know, how do they get started? The strategy.
So it's been a while since I've only shot from the shore boat now, but when I used to do it before I had my boat, it was basically all day, every day. Time of the day never really mattered. I guess I would always go after work, but on weekends or Saturdays, I would start, I don't know, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning and go till sundown. Just go hit up every spot I know of. You can always drive there. You know, time of day never really has weighed much on how I go about it, but...
So what do you look for in a spot? Is it eddy pockets? Is it culverts that neck the creek down? Is it stuff like that?
Yep, culverts and bridges and spillways, and your best friend for bank shooting is Google Maps. Just get on a map and look for creeks that go by roads or ditches or bridges, and just put on the miles and go check them out. That's about all you can really do. Can't tell if it's a good spot unless you go check it out yourself. So that's what I've always done, I guess.
Is it, so I've shot from the bank a little bit. We've got a creek that kind of flows through a place, some property of ours. And it seems to me, and I don't know if it's just because the fish there have been shot at a lot, but they can see you coming.
Oh, yeah. I've heard, I was just reading after I found out that we were doing this tonight. I was looking at the bank shooting from the bank forum on Bow Fishing Country, and someone said that they're like a fish are like 100% more spooky if you're shooting them from shore versus, you know, from a boat. But, and I would agree with that. They are very keen into vibrations and sounds, and shadows.
If you especially, well, obviously I don't have much experience from bow fishing from the bank, but if you listen to many guys that, go and fly fish in rural areas, you know, they like, I've had friends tell me they'll like crawl up to banks and like try to get behind stuff. And, they'll place themselves in situations where they're not being seen or not out in the open or trying to hide in shadows and stuff. Just kind of, you see pictures of it on the internet. It's like, that's kind of weird, but obviously there's something to it. And there would be as well in my, I guess, for this.
I know for a fact that shadows play a big effect. I mean, you definitely want that, you know, sun in your, I'm not going to say in your face, but you want it casting your shadow out behind you and not right into the water you're trying to find fish, because you get move a shadow across there and them things are gone.
Yeah, it's just like doing any sort of spot and stalk hunting. You know, if they see you, they bolt. If they see a shadow, they bolt. If they see anything move, they hear a twig snap, whatever, they're gone. So
I never thought about noises. I've always just traipsed around and probably sounded like a herd of cattle coming across there. But
he'd win every tournament he entered if he'd stop playing Luke Bryan.
Well,
let's not even get into that little gal.
Now listen here, Sonny.
Okay.
We went out the other night and weren't seeing any fish, and I realized what the problem was. I didn't have Bruno Mars playing.
Oh, well, we weren't talking about Bruno Mars.
Well, I'd never said I listened to Luke Bryan.
Oh, please. We've talked about this before. You went to his concert.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
We got free tickets.
I burned them.
Oh, please.
I sold them.
You sold them?
Yeah.
Good. I'd have just burned them myself. Don't put anybody else through that tragedy.
Yep.
Shred them.
I know Wheeler's not a big fan of old Luke Bryan.
Not really, no.
All right. What's your bow fishing jam top?
So funny you should bring that up. So when I first started, I don't remember what year it was, but I can tell you it's whatever year Nickelback's Animals, or whatever the album name was that was.
You just took a step in the wrong direction, my
friend. Yeah. So my brother was really into Nickelback.
Oh, God.
And we'd always take his pickup while his Nickelback got stuck in the pickup. So we would go park next to the bank and shoot fish all day, and we would have to listen to Nickelback on repeat.
Oh.
So now every time I hear that any song from that album, it just takes me back to bow fishing with my brother. But that's about as far as my like for Nickelback ever went.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a good memory for you, but I'd rather be waterboarded myself. Just personally speaking. Chase is dying over here. And they're Canadian. I mean, could it get any worse?
They're far from you, but
I like to listen to some Nickelback, a little Avril Lavigne, you know, mix it up.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man, Nickelback. That took a turn. I wasn't expecting it to go to.
Can we cancel this show?
Well, it's time to wrap it up.
Well, I guess when we're on our boat, listening to music, my wife likes the same music I do. So it's normally like Chris Stapleton or, you know, Johnny Cash or Wayne, all those guys from back in the day. Still.
Oh, yeah. Music,
but it's still anything on the radio today. So
can't go wrong with that.
Do you like Merle Haggard?
I do.
That a boy.
I do.
That a boy. I could talk about Merle Haggard all day.
Throw some David Allan Coe in there, and you got yourself an afternoon.
Well, there you go.
That's right.
Oh boy. If you guys want, oh gosh, I should, hold on. If you want a good podcast, actually, do a little public service announcement here. Hold on, where'd it go? There's a show out now called Cocaine and Rhinestones, The History of Country Music by Taylor Co. And it's pretty dang cool. Pretty neat.
Has he had any guests as cool as Lance Wheeler on?
Well, you know, no. But he's got, you know, stories from his dad about, like, you know, Tom T. Hall and Buck Owens and Merle Haggard and all the cool stuff. It's good. It's
cool. I
don't
need another podcast to listen to.
I know. Too many. But now that Ranella's pumping out one a week, it's like, keeps me pretty busy.
Are you alive?
Sound like you just got ate by a Terminator.
Oh, I tried turning the volume up on my phone. Sorry. You talk about Ranella. I actually missed him by one day. About a month or two ago, he came to Sioux Falls for the National Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic.
Yeah.
And he was a keynote speaker there. I was there Friday for work. And then I talked to some friends that were there on Saturday that were working the backcountry hunters and anglers booth. And they said that he was there Saturday and that they got to have a few beers with him at the hotel room. And so I went Sunday and he wasn't there on Sunday. So I just missed him. And Meat Eater, Rough Fish Registry are about the only podcast I listen to. So
I guess I'm honored.
You guys honored.
I'd like to meet Ranella, but I'd like to meet Callahan.
Yeah, for sure.
The old mustache.
Yeah. I want to meet Dirtmouth the most.
Yeah.
I feel like we could be really good bros.
I think we should just get a round table with the whole crew.
Oh, man, that'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
They're actually coming to Missouri tomorrow.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're coming in to turkey hunt. And I almost sent Callahan a message and been like, hey, you want to go bow fishing? Call me.
You guys do a podcast. We do a podcast. We're pretty much equals, right?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, we've got about the same amount of listeners.
Definitely.
Yeah, probably.
You guys should really pick up your meme game.
Yeah, I don't see any memes on your Meat Eater page. I don't know if...
They just have grizzly bear attack stories to live off of.
Oh, I got one of those.
Dude, I got attacked by a spider on the boat one night. I didn't ride it down the mountain or anything, but... I mean, it was just as scary.
It was scary. Yeah.
I did some like...
Oh, with a hiking stick?
Yeah. I did some karate on it.
No, I don't have a good bear story. I was close to a bear once in Yellowstone. But that's about it.
So when I was probably like 13, we went down to Arkansas floating.
Mm-hmm.
And... there's this town down there. I don't remember what town it was. Down there by, Mammoth Springs? Is that the spring there? Just going, I don't know. Going down
in the Buffalo?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Anyway, there's a big spring down there in a town around it. And they had this black bear that was on the sidewalk. And this guy had a muzzle on it. And he, like, charged people to take pictures with it.
For real?
Yeah, I, like, lost it. I wouldn't touch it. I was, like, I remember being just petrified.
13?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do it.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's my bear story.
Cool.
So if a bear charged me, fight or flight, I think I would flight.
Yeah.
And trip whoever was closest to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'd like to think I'd probably run.
I'd be the one being tripped.
Yeah, for sure. If it was a grizzly, I don't know what I would do. Because you can't outrun one. You can't outrun any of them. They run like 30 miles an hour.
You don't have to outrun it. You just got to outrun one person.
That's true. I did. What is that tech tip they did share at one time? If you run downhill, like a bear can't run downhill.
Yeah.
Not gracefully. Humor can do it a lot easier. A bear will end up like falling over itself. So I guess you could go downhill, maybe.
Yeah.
Get lucky.
I don't know.
I mean, I can roll faster than I can run downhill.
That's probably true. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, Boy, where were we going with this?
Well, it was bank shooting, and then it went to grizzly bears trying evasion techniques.
Down another rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. We're not very prepared, are we?
You said you had some notes. What are we?
You guys are running the show, not me.
Oh, boy. That was good. By the time we're done with this, we're going to be the only ones like that enjoy it still.
Yeah. So you graduated from shooting from the bank, and is the boat you have now the first boat you got, or have you kind of worked your way up?
Yeah, this is the first boat I've ever had. First boat that's ever been in my family. I never grew up with boats, and so I guess when we got married, my wife does a lot of boat. Well, most of the boat fishing I do is with my wife, and pretty much the night of our wedding, we decided that we should buy a boat for our honeymoon.
Yeah, so instead of that's honeymoon, awesome.
Hashtag keeper.
Yeah. So yeah, one of my buddies that shoots this small tournament over in South Dakota had a boat for sale, project boat, and he never got anywhere with it. So we went and bought it from him, and 18-foot. I don't even know. It's like a tri-haul. It's not like a tri-haul, but it's not a flat bottom. But it was made for the U.S. Navy in San Diego, California in 1986. I still have the original identification plate.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
How it ended up in South Dakota, I have no idea.
But so it's a tank because it was built for the Navy.
It's a tank, yeah. It's heavy. It's wide. It's really stable.
Awesome.
It's actually a boat.
It's actually for sale.
Did you tell me you're selling it?
I'm trying to.
I gotcha.
After I get it wrapped. Yep.
What are you? Are you gonna? What's the wrap look like?
It's like green and black. Almost like a cryptic.
Oh, yeah.
Camo.
Yeah.
Pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kneeball threw a big old alligator gar in the back of it, so it's kind of shadowed in there.
Sweet.
And then it's got the Quick Draw logo on it and the Bow Fishing Zone logo on it.
You got a lot of alligator gar up there in Minnesota.
Yeah, tons of them.
is there a Roughfish Registry logo on it?
Yeah, what the crap?
I mean, seriously.
I have the stickers. I haven't put them on anything
yet. Okay, all right. How did you get stickers?
I sent him one.
You sent him one?
Yeah.
Okay, at least somebody's on the ball.
I got some Roughfish Registry stickers, and I got a couple Pro Guide battery stickers.
Oh, that's right. I threw those in there, too.
Thrown on there.
Yeah, buddy.
That's right.
Looked like the real deal.
Well, it'll be a boat for someone to buy.
Cool.
So anyway, okay, so you bought the boat, and what all did you have to do to it to kind of get it ready to roll?
Man, I've got a whole thread on Bow Fishing Country on it. I've got over 110 pictures on my phone. First, basically sanded all the paint off of it the very hard way. I had a 5-inch disc on an electric drill.
Ooh.
And that took about 2 weeks.
Yikes.
So I sanded it down to bare fiberglass. There's a solid piece of steel trim that goes around the whole top of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Sanded that all down, painted that black, and then painted the rest of the boat like a dark gray.
Mm-hmm.
Did about 4 or 5 coats of that and 2 or 3 coats of clear coat. And then built a deck on it last winter.
So how is it a metal deck? Is it a...
Yeah, aluminum.
Aluminum. How'd you attach that thing with it being a fiberglass?
So all that steel trim that goes all the way around the boat,
mm-hmm.
it's all bolted through the fiberglass.
Mm. Okay.
So I just took a couple of those bolts out, and then I basically put like L channel over it, and
then
replaced those bolts, and it's just bolted on. I think there's 6 legs with 2 bolts in them, so 12 bolts, and it's awesome. So it's pretty awesome.
Nice. What lights did you decide to go with?
I don't have any lights.
Okay.
I've never, but I don't have time right now to fish at night. We got a 1 year old son and working two jobs. I just don't have time to go at night. So that was gonna be next, but we'll see. Whoever buys the boat can put lights on it, I guess.
Gotcha. So you're strictly daytime.
I'm a daytime shooter. Yep. We don't have a whole lot of tournaments in South Dakota. And I may be in Minnesota, but I'm a long ways from anywhere where they do all the tournaments.
I gotcha. Yeah.
So there's probably 2-3 tournaments in South Dakota that I know of. And the one we do is most of them are at night or during the day. I did hear of one at night 2 years ago that was a number shoot, and I think the winner shot 6 fish. So I don't know what the deal was. It was
sounds like that. Sounds like I was the winner of that one. I might have had a chance. Well,
I guess they have show up, which was surprising to me because the people that show up to the other shoot don't have lights either. So I was surprised that there was that many people with boats rigged up for lights over in South Dakota, but I guess they were there.
Your guys' water is super clear up there, isn't it?
Yeah, for the most part.
Hmm.
A lot of people like HPS. I've shot over HPS and I've shot over LEDs. And if I were to wire my boat up, I would definitely go with LEDs.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a lot less energy for sure. You know, you're able to, have a lot more light output for the energy consumption. So,
right.
To me, that's. That's worth a lot, but to some folks, they don't care. So that's all good too.
Yeah.
I'm late to the party, frankly, when it came to daytime shooting. I hadn't done it very much at all. Just never really thought about it. Never had tried or had the opportunity to only do it once or twice. And that last Ironman, I talked about too much probably, but I just had a blast. I was going in like, oh, this is going to suck. This is going to be awful daytime. It was hot, but. No, we had so much fun, and Chase was drinking margaritas and,
playing cornhole,
and I already had a limit.
I've already got my plan for the Ironman. Did you hear? You've heard about the Ironman tournament on the podcast, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 24 hours, and
you need to come down. You need to come down this year for the Ironman or something. Well,
now that I know you guys, I've got a couple people down there now that I could go get hooked up with.
I didn't say you could shoot on my boat. I mean, you could come down, but
you could shoot with us. Well, hold on. Who's a better shot, you or your wife?
We're talking to you, Chase.
Who's a better shot, you or your wife?
She's here right now, and we're on speakerphone. I don't know if I should answer that.
Oh no, I know she was here at the beginning, but chime in. Let's hear. Here.
He's a better shot most of the time.
Most of the time.
A lot longer than she has. She's only been doing it for 4 years, 4 or 5 years.
That's a good answer. It's a good comeback.
Yeah.
Solid. Good save.
And so, like, when I first started, I had more, like, 100 fish days, bank shooting and whatnot, that I learned how to instinctively shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And been able to find that with her yet. We haven't been able to shoot that many fish. Well, we did have one day where we shot 117.
What? Yeah. 117 fish from the bank?
That's crazy. I love it.
That 117 was 20 or so in the boat, and then on our way home, we stopped by a creek, and the creek was just loaded. So we're on this bridge probably 12 feet above the water, and we shot another 80 some from the road, and just the looks on people's faces when you got 60 dead fish sitting on a highway.
That was my next question. It was like, what do you do with those at there?
What do you mean, like when you bank shoot?
Yeah, well, no, not when you bank shoot, but just like if you're on a bridge, like on a well traveled road, I mean, you just line them up, I guess.
Speed bumps.
Normally, home in the back of my pickup every, I don't like to get too big of a pile. So sure. That's kind of a, but.
So what are the fish doing? Like, I mean, they spawn here, and I mean, I see good numbers of fish, but for fish to be piled up like that, are they? Is it when the water's thawing and there's still ice on the on some places and they're coming?
No, this was no. This is normally like June, July.
Are they like, in the, they lipping or what?
No, they the water levels just drop when they're out in these back bays, and then they kind of get stuck. They got nowhere to go, and might as well kill them because they're gonna die anyway, right?
Yeah, that's, you're being humane.
Yeah,
right. Doing them a favor.
Yeah. Yep. By shooting them in the back and letting them dry out on the road.
That seems like my kind of party.
And I even take them out of there so the farmers and everyone else doesn't have to complain about the smell of dead fish everywhere.
Mm. I'd gladly come help your cause.
Heck yeah. Right.
Be a soldier in your army.
And have to do a swap and trips.
There you go. Hey, if you could put me on a bank and tell me I could shoot 100 fish in a day, I'd drive up tomorrow.
Yep.
I'd be up there. That sounds like fun. I mean, that sounds
I'd drag my boat up too.
It's fun.
He's got these mud motors on the back now. He thinks he can run through like a crop field these days. It rained yesterday. You think I can make it?
It runs. They run dry, don't they, Chase?
For a little bit.
As long as you got a good head of steam.
Yeah. Depends on how fast you're going, how far it'll run dry.
All these creeks you'll be able to get up, but I guarantee you won't be able to turn around.
Yeah, reverse ain't the best in them. I did chop a tree down the other night. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah, I was trying to go between this tree and these like this like buck brush, and I caught the front on like an underwater log or something, and it pushed me like right into this buck brush, and Chad and Chase Scroggins with me. I was like, hold on. And I just hammered it down, and we went through like 15 yards of this brush, and I'm getting towards the end of it, and I let off, which was a big mistake, and it just kind of set down in the brush, and Chad was like, just gas on it. So I gassed on it, and I see a tree behind me like shaking, and all of a sudden it just falls over. It was the prop was a little
dinged up.
It wasn't really dinged up. You could tell it done a little.
Was that like your market chainsaw you got on those mud motors?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Is it an Echo or steel?
It's a Echo. Oh. I don't know.
You don't know anything about chainsaws?
No, I do.
excuse me? An Echo? Steel?
What is this saw of chain you're talking about?
Husqvarna?
We
just blew Chase's mind.
I'm not gonna lie, we carry a pole saw with us during tournaments sometimes.
Oh, you're letting out some secrets.
Yep.
Tech tip, kids, write it down.
Yep, pole saw. It'll get you in places that you can't get.
Echo or steel?
Echo or steel. It's a steel.
Is it mechanical or is it gas powered?
It is. Well, wouldn't gas powered be mechanical?
Well, I mean, like manual. I guess I should have said manual.
No, I'm talking like actual like pole saw with a motor on it.
Yeah, no, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Crazy
rabbit holes, fellas.
I know it. We need Lance all the time. He keeps
get us
in check.
Get us back on track. You got the agenda written
so,
down.
So okay. What's an average day bank fishing for you? I mean, like back in the day, or if you went tomorrow, what would you stack up 15, 20, 30?
Yeah, 15, 20.
So 100 fish a day is not super common.
You get about one every year.
Right. Just catching it right. Sure.
Yeah.
You know, the last 2 years we've gone out and caught, you know, the common spawn and stuff, and every inch of, you know, every ounce of my being wants to just fill the boat. But then I sit there and go, oh, I don't want to, you know, I start thinking about like tournaments 2 months away. It's like, well, come on now. You know, if you shoot all these fish, they're not going to be there. But I just need to do it some night. Just go shoot 80 just so I could take one of those gluttonous pictures, you know.
Yeah.
Stop, you know.
Like, the buffs we shot a couple years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, to me, it's like, Man, I don't know.
I'd do it.
I want to. Because we've had,
About 5 years ago, me and two of my buddies from Wisconsin, we met up at college together. They had a little 1436 flat bottom with six of those 27 watt LEDs on them, and we had like a 30 pound troller on the front of it.
Yeah.
So we found a creek in the middle of this guy's pasture about a mile south of a lake, and it was just loaded all day. Like I went out and checked it out probably around, you know, at noon or sometime in the afternoon, and I shot a couple, and then I called my buddies and said, dude, we need to go out tonight. And so we packed up and we dropped the boat in this little creek that runs through this guy's pasture. And we got about 300 yards down the creek and we realized that we weren't going to be able to float the boat the whole way. So we all had waders on. So we just jumped out and started shooting from shore. And it was a massacre. We would take the fish off the arrow and throw them in the boat and just pull the boat down the creek with us. And, by the end of the night, we ended up having about 168 fish.
Gee.
And they're all commons. And so my fish disposal at the time was one of my buddies had a farm that he would let me go throw fish out on his burn pile.
Mm-hmm.
For taking more than like 10 there before.
Right. So
I call him that night on our way home, and he's like, no, there's no way my dad's going to let that many fish in our burn pile. We won't be burned the next few days. So started thinking other options. And one of my buddies called me and said, it's citywide cleanup in Brookings. I was like, what's that mean? He goes, well, anybody can take anything out to the city landfill for free. I was like, really? So, we took all the fish out of the back, out of the boat, threw it in the back of my 96 Chevy pickup. And I had class right away at 8 o'clock. So I went to class, parked in the commuter parking lot. I was getting a whole lot of Snapchats and a whole lot of texts and stuff getting posted on Facebook. And after class, I went up and met with my buddy and we went out to the landfill and they weighed in at like 2,500 pounds of fish, not including my pickup. So, I mean, we did the math on that. That was like a little just shy of 17 pound average, which doesn't seem like a lot, but
I'd win the open.
That's a good number. That's a good number. Spot.
And I'll never forget the look on the guy's face in the dozer at the landfill when we dumped out 168 fish in the landfill.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad I didn't know about bow fishing when I was in college.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I didn't get much done anyway.
No.
It was great. Calling sick to work and calling sick to class and just go shoot fish. It was awesome.
Oh, you called in sick to college? I just didn't.
Well, I would even.
I just didn't show up.
I was sick. That's awesome. Well, I know
when my classes were like 12 people, they'd always wonder where you were.
Oh, I guess that'd be true. Yeah, for sure. What did you go to school for?
I did a 2-year degree at a Votech in Watertown, South Dakota for environmental technology.
Sweet.
And then I went to South Dakota State University in Brookings after that for range science, which is like pasture management and grassland stuff.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Are you working with like farmers more or just?
Right now I'm actually technically kind of like a soil conservationist, but I work for the county, like soil and water district.
Okay.
So I survey and design work for waterways and terraces.
I got you. So you go around and tell everybody they need to put carp in their creeks and stuff.
Yeah.
Need to stock these up. Have you guys ever heard of a grass carp?
Yeah.
You're going to need about 10,000 of them.
Yeah, otherwise, don't tell anybody.
You're messed up if you don't do this.
I was just listening on my, because I commute back and forth to work, so that's when I mostly listen to podcasts, and I've been re-listening to a lot this past week because I've done a lot of traveling, but today I was listening to the episode with Puddin. I just remember him saying that guy's 3-acre pond with all those grassies in it. This made me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
He almost came tonight, but he was a little tired from turkey hunting, so he didn't.
Did he get one today?
No. I told him. It's freaking 26 degrees out. I don't know.
You got enough birds to.
There was 30 in the field.
Feed tonight. All the homeless in Springfield.
I know. It's all hens. He said he had like 8 at probably 20 yards or 30 yards, but he said they're all grouped up. He said if he'd have shot one, he'd have killed them all.
Since when did that stop him?
That's what I told. There's a conservation agent that lives like right by where we hunt, though.
Oh, then of course, sir, we would never do anything like that ever.
Yep.
That's a bad idea. Well, Lance, do you have any parting thoughts? We really appreciate you coming on. We want to give you an opportunity, though.
Yeah, we had to dig real deep, like bottom of the barrel, to get this show going.
Actually, no, it was like my first thought. Lance messaged me like last week and said something about how, well, he needed some batteries, and then he's talking about bank shooting. I was like, oh, bank shooting. Maybe we could call Lance next time we have a podcast. We can talk about bank shooting.
Yeah.
I remember talking about batteries. I don't remember saying anything about bank shooting.
You said something about it.
It probably when people were commenting on what.
Well, yeah, you've been drinking a little, maybe. I don't know.
No.
No. No, no, no.
I guess for getting back to, like, tips, my tips would be polarized sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
And Google Maps. That's basically your best friends for shooting the bank.
Sunny days, probably.
What's that?
Sunny days. Sunny days.
Yeah.
Did I start?
No.
Yep. Yeah. But I think we need to do away with the stay rough chase.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm going to put you in charge of coming up with something different.
Well, like I said, I was listening to the episode with Puddin today, and I liked his little sign-off, kill fish and have fun.
No, that's kind of my credo, my motto I live by.
Yeah, that's true. No, I don't love it. I don't hate it. I don't love it. It's there.
It's kind of
right there. Same categories. Your stay rough. Oof.
Yeah,
not my thing. But
seems like that's a little great infringement.
Well, I just want to say we appreciate all 12 of the listeners this week. It's been good. It's been
lawyers, Pretty Bowman.
Yeah, Steve, call me back. Sorry, I missed your call earlier, Mr. Ranella.
Yeah, if you're listening, Pate wants to take you guys bow fishing.
That's true. I bet Chase would come too.
I'd take him in my boat. We could do a tournament. I'll take one of them, you take one.
I want long tongue patellas. Good stuff. We're at 48 minutes. Holy cow.
Yeah, wow.
Time flies and you're having fun.
Well, Lance, if you're ever down in Missouri, hit us up. We'll get you out on the boats and go kill something.
Absolutely.
Mine's an open invitation. I don't know about Chase, though. He's, you know, sometimes.
I just said if he's here.
Yeah, I know. Earlier, though, you were like, I don't know.
Well, that was the tournament.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well.
That's serious business.
That's serious business. You know, they got second place in a tournament once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No one ever knew anything about that.
No, I don't post about it the way that some people do about their first place victory. I think they searched for every U.S. Open post, and who got first in that?
Excuse me.
This guy. Oh. Yeah.
We don't need to drop names.
Yeah.
People know who they are.
Yeah, them boys from Oklahoma. They do a lot all wrong.
All right, guys. Well,
yeah.
Man, Lance, thanks for calling in. Thanks for being a loyal listener.
Yep.
You're a good dude. And we like your wife more than you, though. Just let it be known.
Yeah,
that's sharp.
I thought I would get a laugh. That's all, you know.
Yeah,
she's probably already left. So
she's here.
Okay.
Friends like me more than him anyway.
Ouch.
Oh, nice.
All right, there we have it. She can go on my boat, and you can go on Pate's, and then we'll see who shoots more fish.
Sounds like a plan.
You guys know anyone that's looking for a mission craze? Because I think I got one for sale now.
and a ring. And a used, right. Slightly used engagement ring.
Yeah. He's keeping the boat.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Appreciate you. And we'll talk to you all later.
Stay rough, Lance.
That was lame. See you, everybody.
See ya.
Kill fish, have fun.